Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Swami, we, your children from across the country, have gathered at your lotus feet to make an offering of gratitude. This is indeed the greatest privilege in our lifetimes. Lord, countless have been the occasions when you have extolled the greatness of Bharatiya Samskriti, when you have brought to life the eternal values and sterling character of men and women that stand as eternal ideals to humanity. Bharat has given birth to countless art forms. It has achieved unparalleled excellence in Sangeetam, Panditiyam, Shastriyam, Sahityam, and so on. And these cultural expressions have verily served to inspire, encourage, and elevate man to the level of divine. On this auspicious occasion of the 90th year of the advent of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, over 1200 children from over 90 schools associated with the Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini program have come together to present a grand rally entitled Bharat Digvijayam. It is a unique rally that shall portray the glorious heritage, timeless values, profound spiritual wealth of the land that have been praised by the Lord Himself. Swami, it is your description of Bharat through your unmatched poetic compositions, through your divine discourses that have inspired every expression, every dialogue, every costume, every music composition, and in fact, every aspect of this grand rally. Swami, we pray to you to instill in our hearts the respect, pride, patriotism, and dedication to uphold the true glory of Bharat, to make our lives an expression of gratitude to this eternal land, to this Tyaga Bhumi, Yoga Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, and Jnana Bhumi. As these children march ahead in the very path laid by you, we pray that our life becomes a true expression of your message.
Padmapada, you once walked on lotuses, now walk on this sacred land, blessed by the divine lotus feet. Ah, my dear disciples, can you feel the divine vibrations permeating your very being?
Master, you have traveled the length and breadth of the country, and yet I have never seen you so immersed in bliss.
The places we visited were abodes of peace, no doubt. But this is the abode of the highest peace, Prashanti Nilayam. This is the center of the Kali Yuga avatars, Leela, Mahima and Upadesha.
Holy Master, welcome to Prashanti Nilayam. It is our great good fortune and the blessings of our Lord that we are chosen today to welcome you, the great Shankaracharya, along with his four disciples, Padmapada, Hastamalaka, Sureshwara and Totakacharya, into this holy land of Prashanti Nilayam.
Blessed are you too, my dear ones. Your eyes have feasted upon the beautiful form of the Lord. You lived with God himself. You have been chosen by the Lord to serve as teachers in the institutions set up by Him.
What more fortune can one ever seek?
True, Acharya.
It is all his blessings. When I was a student here, Swami directed a drama on your life, and I was chosen by Swami to act as your disciple.
Oh, Master, we are seeing you here in person. Who would ever believe us?
With the will of the Lord, anything is possible.
Oh, Master, Swami often told us about your tour across this great land. What is it that you have noticed? Why don't you tell us about the India that you saw with your eyes?
Yes, we can discuss the glory of this great land of Bharat.
Acharya, the world of economics today terms rural side of this nation as Bharat and urban as India.
Dear ones, Bharat is a concept that is much larger than India. While every person born in India is an Indian, not every person in India is a Bharatiya. On 23rd of November 1990, Lord Sai clarified the meaning of Bharat. He said, when we refer to Bharat, the term is not related to any particular individual, country or circumstance. Bha refers to the principle represented by self-knowledge, divine self-knowledge. Bharatiyas are those who take delight in self-knowledge. Hence, everyone who shines by his own self-luminous power is a true Bharatiya.
Yes, I remember that discourse, Master. Swami often told us that Bharat is the engine and all other nations are the coaches. Some are luxury coaches, some are normal coaches, and some are dirty.
It is no wonder that the Lord, the eternal charioteer, the driver of this world train, has always taken birth in Bharat.
True. Bharat is the engine, and the rest of the countries in the world are like the coaches. Lord Almighty Himself is the engine driver who sits in the engine and keeps the world train intact. Come with me on this journey. Let me show you why Bharat is set to be the engine and why God Himself chooses to be born here.
Dalang kutak dikutak da dikita tom tam takita tak jum tarikita tak ni takita tak jum tarikita tak tom takita tak jum tarikita tak nam takita tak jum tarikita tak tam takita tak din takita tak tom takita tak nam takita tak tam kita din kita tom kita nam kita takita tam takita tak dimi tam takita tak dimi tadiki na tom
bhagavanu ni pairati sham paranda mude putinaraju param pavitram sai bhagavanu ni pairati bharat desham paranda mude putinaraju param pavitram
పడే సూరులు తెచిరి వైజ్ఞానికి శక్తిగా స్వేచ్ఛకు దరువై చక్రవర్తులై పవిత్ర పడతులై సమిష్టి శక్తిగా స్వేచ్ఛకు దరువై తరతరాలకు తరగిని వెలుగై తరతరాలకు తరగిని వెలుగై పుట్టిరి మూర్తులు భారత భూమి
is built on the founding principle that we ourselves are God. Daily life in Bharat was designed as a beautiful mechanism to refine the understanding of this principle. Hence, the concept of divinity was embedded in every interaction. The food you take is God. The work you do is God. The beggar that accosts you is God. The parents that raise you, the teacher that guides you, the guest that calls on you, the society that supports you, they're all God. The sky, the river, the fire, the earth, the cow, the elephant, the tiger, the monkey, the snake, the mountain, the anthill, the tree, the leaf, the bird, and even the burnt ashes of dead are all associated with divinity.
Oh. శంభువం విశ్వం నారాయణం దేవమక్షరం పరమం పదం. యచ్చ కించిత్ జగత్ సర్వం దృశ్యతే
Harishchandra, the son of Satyavrata and the king of Ayodhya. I sacrificed my wealth, my crown. I sold my wife and sold even my self-respect to uphold a single word that I had given to my preceptor.
To honor the wishes of my father, I, Bhishma, the son of Shantanu and the disciple of the great Parashurama, take the pledge of being a celibate for life, and forever I shall remain the servant of the Hastinapura throne.
Nirayambaina nibaddhamaina, dharanin nirmulanambaina, durmaranambaina kulantamaina, nizamun ranimmu ponimmu po, hariyaina harudaina, niraja bhavunda vyagatambaina, tirugan neradu nadu jihva, vinuma dhivarya veyetikin. O preceptor of Rakshasa clan, hear this word of great Bali. Come what may, I shall not take back the charity that I promised to offer once.
O eagle, the mighty bird, listen to this humble prayer of King Shibi. Every subject shall have my protection. You too are my subject. I will not let you go hungry. But I cannot refuse protection to this dove too. Hence I offer my own flesh, equaling the weight of this dove, to satiate your hunger.
This Bhagiratha resolves today to wash the ashes of his forefathers with the holy water of the heavenly Ganges. So strong is my resolution that I shall move Brahma, Vishnu and even Maheshwara to succeed.
O Lord Yama, I seek three boons. First, soothe in the heart of my father. Second, tell me the sacrifice that leads a mortal to heaven. And third, what is the secret of death?
Nachiketa, even the toughest of men shudder to stand at the gates of Yamaloka. But you stood at the gates for 3 days. I am impressed by your steadfastness. I shall grant you all the three boons.
Master, in spite of my efforts, the bun made of mud and stones did not stand against the water flow. Hence, I, your disciple Uddhalaka, laid myself as the bun and attempted to stop the flow.
My dear ones, look, observe. This is the Bharat. They stand as epitome of qualities that define every Bharatiya. They have role-modeled Bharatiya culture for us.
No wonder, Acharya,
Swami would often praise the greatness of this Bharat and inspire us to protect it.
Khanda khandam tarakhyatin arjinchina Khanda khandam tarakhyatin arjinchina Mahaniyulanu ganna matrubhumi Paschatya veerula paladrolinchiyu స్వాతంత్రమును గన్న సమరభూమి పాండిత్యమున చాలా ప్రఖ్యాతిగాంచియు ప్రతిభ చూపించిన భరతభూమి సంగీత సాహిత్య శాస్త్రీయ విద్యలందు దిశక్తి చూపిన దివ్యభూమి చిత్రకళలతోడ చిత్రమయ్యున్నట్టి భరత భూమి యందు జననముంది భరత మాత ధర్మ భాగ్యంబు కాపాడా బాధ్యతంతయు మీదే బాలులారా బాధ్యతంతయు మీదే
Just as the principle of divinity remained the focal point of daily life, Bharatiyas ensured that divinity is held as a center point even in their habitats too. They built architecturally stupefying and sprawling temples, which were central structures around which villages, towns, and even cities sprung to life. The temples were centers of faith. They were also centers of learning and service that fostered brotherhood of man and fatherhood of God.
Look there, the unforgettable Guru Vayur, the thousand pillars of Ramappa, the charming Belur, the resilient Halebi, awe-inspiring Ajanta, ethereal Ellora, mystical Khajuraho, Eternal Somnath, imposing Konark, beautiful Akshardham.
Here comes the Brihadishwara temple, the tallest temple structure to be ever built by man. Oh children, along with that, look at the great sculptors of Bharat. Jakkanachari, Dankanachari, Gundan Anivartachari, Kumaradeva and Ruvari Maritamma.
The ceaseless pursuit of divinity also manifested within the hearts of Bharatiyas as melodious music. Here come the famous singers of Bharat.
Sare ma pani ma pani sare mare sa. ದೀಮ್ ತನನದಿ ತಿಲ್ಲಾನ ತಿಲ್ಲಾನ ನಾದ್ರ ದೀಮ್ ನಾದ್ರ ದೀಮ್ ನಾದ್ರ ದೀಮ್ ನಾದ್ರ ದೀಮ್ ತನನದಿ ತಿಲ್ಲಾನ ತಿಲ್ಲಾನ ನಾದ್ರ ದೀಮ್ 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 ನಾದ್ರ ದೀಮ್
As much as Bharatiyas conquered their inner worlds, they even greatly explored the world outside too. They realized that the material world is but a manifestation of eternal principle.
Yes, Master. The scientific achievements of Bharat were stupendous. In fact, Albert Einstein says, "We owe a lot to the Indians, without whose invention no worthwhile scientific discovery could have been made."
Bharat invented the modern day's buttons, carbon pigments, chess, chronograph, crucible steel, incense clock, muslin, rulers, shampoos, stupa.
In the field of mathematics, Bharat gave the world the number zero, decimal numerology, algebra, trigonometry, Brahmagupta theorem, Fibonacci numbers, Chakravala method, law science of multiplication, Madhava series, Pascal triangle and theta of Ramanujan.
In the field of medicine, Bharat gave to the world Ayurveda, cataract surgery, cure for leprosy, plastic surgery. It even taught the world how to mine for diamonds and zinc.
Yes, you have listed the scientific achievements. But can you list the 64 kalas that Bharatiyas always aim to perfect?
Forgive us, Master. We know there are 64 kalas, but we don't know their details.
Gita Vidya, Vadya Vidya, Nritya Vidya, Natya Vidya, Alekya Vidya, Visheshaka Achedya Vidya, ತಾಂಡೂಲ ಕುಸುಮ ಬಲಿ ವಿಕಾರ, ಪುಷ್ಪಸ್ತರಣ, ದಸನಾವಸನಾಂಗ ರಾಗ, ಮಣಿಭೂಮಿಕ ಕರ್ಮ, ಸಯ್ಯರಸನ, ಉದಕ ವಾದ್ಯ, ಉದಕ ಘಟ, ಚಿತ್ರಯೋಗ, ಮಾಲ್ಯಗ್ರಾತನ ವಿಕಲ್ಪ, ಶೇಖರ ಪಿದ ಯೋಜನ,
ದೇಶಭಾಷಾಜ್ಞಾನ, ನಿರ್ಮಿತಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಯಂತ್ರ ಮಾತ್ರಿಕ, ಮ್ಲೇಚ್ಛಿತ ಕುತರ್ಕ ವಿಕಲ್ಪ, ಸಂವಾಕ್ಯ, ಮನಸಿಕಾವ್ಯ ಕ್ರಿಯ, ಕ್ರಿಯಾ ವಿಕಲ್ಪ, ಚಲಿತಕ ಯೋಗ, ಅಭಿಧಾನ ಕೋಶ ಛಂದೋಜ್ಞಾನ, ವಸ್ತ್ರಗೋಪನ, ಜ್ಯುತ ವಿಶೇಷ, ಆಕರ್ಷ ಕ್ರೀಡಾ, ಬಾಲಕ ಕ್ರೀಡಾನಕ, ವೈನಾಯಕಿ ವಿದ್ಯ, ವೈಜಯಕಿ ವಿದ್ಯ, ವೈತಾಳಿಕಿ ವಿದ್ಯ,
ಕಾವ್ಯ ಸಮಸ್ಯೆ ಪೂರಣ, ಪಟ್ಟಿಕ ವೇತ್ರ ಬಾಣ ವಿಕಲ್ಪ, ತರ್ಕುಕರ್ಮ, ತಕ್ಷಣ, ವಾಸ್ತುವಿದ್ಯ, ರೌಪ್ಯರತ್ನ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಾ, ಧಾತುವಾದ, ಮಣಿರಾಗಜ್ಞಾನ, ಅಕರಜ್ಞಾನ, ವೃಕ್ಷಾಯುರ್ವೇದ ಯೋಗ, ಮೇಷಕುಕ್ಕುಟ ಲವಾಕ ಯುದ್ಧವಿಧಿ, ಶುಕಸಾರಿಕ ಪ್ರಲಾಪನ, ಉತ್ಸಾದನ, ಕೇಶಮರ್ಜನ ಕೌಶಲ, ಅಕ್ಷರ ಮುಷ್ಟಿಕ ಕಥನ, ಧಾರಣ ಮಾತ್ರಿಕ,
ನೇಪಥ್ಯ ಯೋಗ, ಕರ್ಣಪತ್ರ ಭಂಗ, ಸುಗಂಧಯುಕ್ತಿ, ಭೂಷಣ ಯೋಜನ, ಐಂದ್ರಜಾಲ, ಕೌಕುಮಾರ, ಹಸ್ತಲಾಘವ, ಚಿತ್ರ ಸಕಪೂಪ ಭಕ್ಷ್ಯ ವಿಕಾರಕ್ರಿಯ, ಪಾನಕ ರಸ ರಗಸಾವ ಯೋಜನ, ಶುಚಿವಾಯ ಕರ್ಮ, ಸೂತ್ರ ಕ್ರೀಡಾ, ವೀಣಾ ಡಮರುಕ ವಾದ್ಯ, ಪ್ರಹೇಳಿಕ, ದುರ್ವಾಚಕ ಯೋಗ, ಪುಸ್ತಕ ವಚನ, ನಾಟಿಕಾ ಕಾಯಿಕ ದರ್ಶನ. ದ ವೆರೈಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಲಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಬ್ರೆತ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೀಯ ವಿದ್ಯಾ. ಓ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್, ದೇರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೈಂಟಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೋತ್ ಏನ್ಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಏಜ್. ಕಮ್ ಓ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ಸ್.
ಆರ್ಯಭಟ್ಟ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಗುಪ್ತ, ನಾಗಾರ್ಜುನ, ಸುಶ್ರುತ, ಚರಕ,
ಭಾಸ್ಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಶ್ರೀಧರ, ಹೇಮಚಂದ್ರ, ಮಹಾವೀರ,
ಮಾಧವಾಕಾರ,
ಹಲಾಯುಧ, ಪಿಂಗಲ, ವರಾಹಮಿಹಿರ, ಯತಿರ್ವೃಷಭ, ಬೌದ್ಧಾಯನ, ಕಾತ್ಯಾಯನ.
ಅಬ್ದುಲ್ ಕಲಾಂ, ಹರ್ಗೋಬಿಂದ್ ಖುರಾನ, ಸಿವಿ ರಾಮನ್, ಎಂ ವಿಶ್ವೇಶ್ವರಯ್ಯ, ಜಗದೀಶ್ ಚಂದ್ರ ಬೋಸ್,
ರಾಮಾನುಜನ್, ಚಂದ್ರಶೇಖರ್, ಹೋಮಿ ಜಹಾಂಗೀರ್ ಬಾಬಾ, ಸೂರಿ ಭಗವಂತಂ ಗಾರು, ಸಿಎನ್ಆರ್ ರಾವ್,
ಚಂದ್ರಾರೇ, ಸತೀಂದ್ರನಾಥ್ ಬೋಸ್, ಪಿಸಿ ಮಹಲನೊಬಿಸ್, ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣನ್, ಸತೀಶ್ ಧಾವನ್.
Body too was mended and was used as an instrument in the portrayal of the stories of divine through myriad forms of dance.
Thank you.
The beauty of divinity within was experienced by many, and it flowed as beautiful and enchanting poetry. Representing the poets of Bharat, here come the famous five. Adikavi, the first poet Valmiki. Kalidasa, the emperor of Sanskrit literature. Lord Sai's favorite Telugu poet, Bammera Potanna. The mystical Kabir Das, and the famous Tagore.
मानिषाध प्रतिष्ठाम त्वमगम शाश्वती समाह यत क्रौंच मिथुना देकम अवदीहि काम मोहितम
वागर्थाविव संप्रुक्तौ वागर्थ प्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वंदे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ
यज्ञेश विश्वंभराच्युत शबनमंगल नामधेय लोकस्वरूप ಆಪನ್ನ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಜನಾರ್ತಿ ವಿಕಂಡನ ದೀಕ್ಷಿ ಲೋಕಾಧಾರ ತೀರ್ಥಪಾದ ವಿಶ್ವೋರ್ಭವಸ್ಥಿತಿ ವಿಲಯ ಕಾರಣಭೂತ ಸಂತತಾನಂದ ಶಶ್ವದ್ವಿಲಾಸ ವಿನುತ ಮಂದಾರ ಗುಣಹಾರ ವೇದಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಣತವತ್ಸಲ ಪದ್ಮಾಕ್ಷ ಪರಮಪುರುಷ
ಪೋಥಿ ಪಡ್ ಪಡ್ ಜಗ್ಮುವಾ ಪಂಡಿತ್ ಭಯೋನ ಕೋಯ್ ಢಾಯಿ ಆಖರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕೆ ಢಾಯಿ ಆಖರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕೆ ಜೋ ಪಢೇ ಸೊ ಪಂಡಿತ್ ಹೋಯ್ जैसे तिल में तेल है ज्यो चकमक में आग जैसे तिल में तेल है ज्यो चकमक में आग तेरा साई तुझ में है तू जाग सके तो जाग
Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high Where knowledge is free Where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls Where words come out from the depth of truth. Where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection. Where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit. Where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action. Into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake.
Thou art the inspiration that created the work of mankind. An ode born out of thy unparalleled compassion and love divine. Thou art the creator and we thy creation. A ballad composed entwining us with you, O Lord divine. A humble part of thy greatest work. My life is thy message, O poet divine.
Come, O poets. Nannaya, Tikkana, Yerra Pragada, Srinatha, Jandhyala Papaya Sastri.
Panini, Dhurjati, Bhavabhuti, Bharavi, Bhasa, Dandi.
Tiruvalluvar. ಕಂಬರ್ ರಾಮಾನುಜನ್ ಎಳುಂತಾಂಚನ್ ಕನಕದಾಸ
ಅಖೋ ಏಕನಾಥ್ ಭೀಮಾಭಾಯ್ ಬಾಬಾ ಫರೀದ್ ಅಬ್ದುಲ್ ವಹೀದ್ ಕಮಲ್
ಟಿಲ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ದ ಫೌಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಾರತ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿವಿನಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ Divinity being expressed itself as Shilpa, sculpture, Sangeeta, music, Shastriya, science, Nrutya, dance, and Sahitya, literature. But, dear ones, where do you think the seeds of this profundity are sown?
Acharya, Swami often told us that the womb of mother is the first school. I submit, it is there that these seeds of virtue are sown.
Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle molds the world as well. Now, can you recite the beautiful poem sung by our Swami in praise of mothers of Bharat?
Kausalya Varasutti
గర్వమోటను గదా రాముడు దేవుడై రమణగాంచే సీతా మహాసాధ్వి చలగి పెంచుట కదా కవలు కుశలవులు ఘనులు నైరి జిజియాళమై చలగి పెంచుట కదా వీర శివాజీ పేరుగాంచుతలి బాయియే రంజిల్లి పెంచుట కదా గాంధీ మహాత్ముడై ఘనతగాంచే ఈశ్వరాంబా సాత్వి ఎత్తి పెంచుట కదా సత్యనారాయణుండు విశ్వశాంతి కెదిగే పరిమళించే అహరంబున ప్రోచడి అమ్మ కంటే ఆదరంబగు వస్తువు అవని కలదే అమ్మ ప్రథమాక్షరం బే ఆద్యాక్షరంబు ఆద్యాక్షరంబు ఆద్యాక్షరంబు
లైఫ్ బ్లూమ్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఇట్స్ బ్యూటీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్ more venerable than mother in this world? Mother, in fact, is the first and last letter of this life.
From the lap of the mother, the child takes a leap under the tutelage of the guru. While the mother lays the foundation for the child's life, the guru builds the complete character on that foundation.
As it is said, the architect designs, the painter paints, the leader leads, and the teacher makes them all.
But you are referring to a mere teacher. Teacher prepares you for a living, but guru prepares you for a life and even far beyond it. Under their tutelage, the students were first trained at the body level. They perform difficult daily chores and difficult asanas.
Uh-huh.
through the daily training, their skills were honed, and through the daily upadesha, their minds were disciplined. Even avatars recognized their gurus and gave them respect.
Come forth, O illustrious disciples, along with your inspiring gurus. Honor us with your presence. Shantabhakta Bhishma and his guru, great Parashurama. Adarsha Purusha Rama and his guru, Brahmarshi Vasishta. Purnavatara Sri Krishna, along with his brother Balarama, with their guru, great Sandipani. The ruler of Devas, Indra with his preceptor, Brihaspati. The greatest archer and recipient of Lord's word, Arjuna with his guru, great Drona.
Akhandamandalakaram Vyaptam yena characharam Tatpadam darshitam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnanajana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Aneka Janma Samprapta Karma Bandha Vidahine Atma Jnana Pradanena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah
Master, as you talk about Guru and Shishya, I recall Swami once telling us that nature is a perfect teacher.
Yes, nature, with its every occurrence, also teaches us the way to reach divinity. Come, watch, my dear children. Look as the Prakriti blooms in joy and dances in ecstasy. guru and nature, the child blossoms into a person of immense strength and wisdom. The society then recognizes them as leaders. Under such noble leaders, societies have developed some of their choicest gifts, have pondered over the greatest problems of life, and have found solutions as well. Call upon the great rulers, Padmapada.
Come forth, O great ones, Bharata, Yayati, Ambarisha,
Sagara, Dilipa, Mandhata, Chandragupta,
Vikramaditya, Ashoka, Rajaraja Chola,
Akbar, Purushottama, Shivaji, Krishnadevaraya.
Divinity is the basis of everything. This principle is fundamental to Bharatiya Samskriti. Mother sows the seed in the child. Guru grooms the child and fosters this value. Such noble virtues produced men of wisdom and valor. Along with these men of might, Bharat produced women of great virtue as well. O Bharatiya Nari, O Sila Shiromani, I pray to thee, please come forth and address us.
గత జీవుడకు పతిం బ్రతికించుకున్నట్టి సావిత్రి భారత సతియ కాదే తన సత్య మహిమ
The glory of womanhood. Let us all worship the principle of womanhood in the form of Shakti.
शोदेहि भाग्यं भगवती देहि रे आयुर्देहि यशोदेहि भाग्यं भगवती देहि रे पुत्रं देहि धनं देहि सर्वान् कामाक्ष देहि मे ॐ आयुर्देहि यशोदेहि भाग्यं भगवती देहि रे पुत्रं देहि धनं देहि सर्वान् कामाक्ष देहि मे
there, grandsire.
There comes the contingent of our freedom fighters, led by our army and the national flag.
Master Ashtavakra, tell me, what is real? In the dream, I did not have food to eat. I was wounded and I was a beggar. But when I opened my eyes, I saw plenty of food being available. I had servants at my beck and call. and I was the emperor. Tell me, master, is this real or is that real?
Idi nijama, leka adi nijama.
King Janaka, neither is this real nor that real. The answer lies within. Seek within and you shall know what is real.
Faces radiate something endearing, soothing. I'm troubled by this question. Tell me, what is reality? Idi nijama, adi nijama.
Neither is this real nor is that real. Only you are real. But you are neither this body nor this mind. You are you.
But when will I realize this?
That transition happens in a trice, but towards that moment is all this journey of lifetimes.
Oh great one, how did that transition happen to you?
Gadadhara, the name of this body, once looked up and saw the flying birds against the black sky, and it was over. There was no more Gadadhara, no more world. It was all me.
Deeply affected by the four sights, the body that encases me sat under the tree. In a moment it dawned, like the drop falling into the ocean, there is neither suffering nor joy. There is only one, and it is me.
Suddenly one day, the fear of death engulfed me. I visualized this body dead and burned to ashes. And in a flash, it occurred to me, there is neither birth nor death. There is no beginning, no end. It is just me, eternal me.
Renounce that path. Go beyond your mind and body and you will cease to be you. You will be complete. You will be God, says this Aurobindo.
Yes, yes, look at them. Look at these monuments of supreme self, the pole stars of humanity, the lighthouses of eternity. This is Bharat. My children, this is Bharat. The ancient, immemorial Shakti, radiating her deepest self, lifting her head higher, higher towards the supreme sources of light and strength, and energizing the human spirit to rediscover the complete meaning of human existence. Look at them.
No wonder God takes birth again and again on this holy land.
But Master, what is the concept of Dashavatara? Does it mean that God descended only 10 times?
Lord Sai has spoken about Dasavataras. Recollect this for Padmapada.
On October 23rd, 2006, Swami gave a new definition to Dasavatara. He said, when the child is in the womb as the embryo, it is like a fish swimming in the fluid, Matsya. Then the fluid slowly dries up and the embryo moves to the tortoise stage, Kurma. Slowly, it takes the shape of a boar, which is Varaha. When the delivery takes place, the little human comes out, that is Vamana. Like Vamana, you too must grow such that you cover the entire three worlds. Only then will human life find its meaning and purpose.
Oh, sire, I have never heard Such a beautiful interpretation of Dashavatar.
Such wisdom can be bestowed by the Lord Himself.
Avatars have descended upon this earth to remind us to forgo the transient and seek the eternal. To go after goodness and not greatness. Lord Sai himself has spent most of his precious years repeating and reinstilling this message to us. Even in human form, he narrates beautiful stories that stand as ideal to every living being. Come, witness with me the beautiful story of Ramayana, the story of God as perfect man.
జను వన మందు నరించి గుహుని భక్తి కానందము చెంది పరమాదరమున భరతుని గాచి పాదుకలు సగిన పావన చరితుడు రామ 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 సీత రామ 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 సీత ములు ప్రేమ భుజించిన రామ 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 సీత రామ 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 సీత ముందుగా హనుమంతుని దీవించి ముదమల రగ రవిసుతు పాలించి చెంగిన కినుకతో వాలిని త్రుంచి చేరిన వానర వీరుల బ్రోచిన రామ 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 సీత రామ 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 సీత పావని సాహసమురణ అవన రాశిని నీట బంధించి మోదము మీరగలంకను చేరి ఆదరముగ విభీషణు బ్రోచిన రామ 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 సీత రామ 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 సీత సురవైరుల దృంచి రమణి తోడ సాధుల పాలించి దేవతలను తింపగ చేసి దేవి గూడి పురి చేరిన శ్రీ రఘు రామ 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 సీత రామ 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 సీత నిజ సహోదరులు నిన్ను సేవింపగ నిన్ను గూడి ప్రజలెల్ల సుఖింపగ అజహరాది సురులెల్లను తింపగ ఆనందముతో అయోధ్యనేలిన రామ 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 సీత 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 రామ
The story of Mahabharata is not just the story of royal princes and their battles, but it is every man's story about associations with divine intentions and eschewing bad company. Bhagavad Gita too is not just advice to the warrior prince Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita starts with the word dharma and ends with the word mama. All along reverberating the same principle that being divine is supreme dharma, mama dharma. But it is mama dharma for each one of us. Only when we tread the right royal path of mama dharma are we able to see the resplendent divinity that is all along with us.
यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानमधर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधूनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतां धर्मसंस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे
students for life. Sri Satya Sai Avatar has set up model educational institutions. This integral model of education today is being propagated to every nook and corner of this country through Vidya Vahini project. Here comes the logo of Vidya Vahini. Our ancient Bharat is not dead. Nor has she spoken her last creative word. The Lord descended on her again to reconstruct her in leading the human race. In honor of her everlasting majesty and unending capacity to synthesize the multitudes of faith, there comes the Sanatana Dharma Stupa. In the presence of the Supreme Self, under the shadow of this magnificent stupa, and in the company of thousands of blessed ones, I declare that the Bharat, the cradle of human race,
birthplace of human speech, mother of history, grandmother of legend, great-grandmother of tradition and the creator of culture, whose yesteryears stand as testimony of its supremacy over the moldering antiquities of the rest of the nations, the one sole country under the sun that is endowed with an imperishable interest for the supremacy of the soul, shall rise again. This is inevitable, for it is His will. Lord, the day has finally come. On 23rd November 1990, on the grounds of Hillview Stadium, you said that every devotee should take a pledge to protect and promote the greatness of Bharat. Today, my Lord, I present to you your children, the benefactors of your Vidya Vahini project, to take an oath in the divine presence for this holy task of protecting and promoting the greatness of Bharat. Children, stand up and repeat after me. We, the children of Sai, swear that we will devote ourselves to understanding the spirit and essence of Bharat as expounded by our Lord Sri Satya Sai. And in the spirit of that very principle, we will dedicate every thought, every word, and every deed towards evolving from the transient to the permanent, and towards living and exemplifying the founding principles of Bharat, that I am God. I am God. I am God. Rise, rise one and all, and honor Bharat with the song that our Lord wrote in his childhood.
No! ഹൃദമാ ധരിച്ചേച്ചുവോ നീസ്തമാ ഹൃദയമാ അഭാവമാ ദേവിഞ്ചുവോ ദൈവമാ മധുരാൻവിതം നീതുമാ ജീവനം മധുരമാ അമൃതമാ ധരിച്ചേച്ചുവോനിസ്തമാ
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering ourselves, beloved Swami, at your lotus feet. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, and my dear, dear children, we have no words to express our joy today. We have no words to express our gratitude, beloved Swami, for everything that you have done for us. The cultural program is but a mere expression of the love that overflows from the hearts of each one who has been involved in this program. For the last 3 days, this Vidyavahini team has been basking in the love of Bhagwan. And today, Bhagwan decided to shower his grace on all of us. In spite of the rain that was threatening to pull down the Shamiana where the makeup was being done right since 3 o'clock in the morning, the spirits of the children are indomitable. The organizers had those wrinkles of worry on their foreheads, and all those worries would be ironed out by the smile on the children's faces. Dear children, you are truly, truly, truly the embodiments of the divine Atma that Bhagwan talks about. It's a great honor and a privilege to begin the proceedings of the second phase of today's program. A program that in essence is about gratitude for a wonderful partnership that has been forged over the last 5 years with multiple organizations, with multiple institutions, for one cause and one cause only: molding of the character of this nation. It's my great privilege to request our revered Chakravarti Garu, the Member Secretary of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, to come and address all of us. Sri Chakravarti Garu.
my prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Distinguished guests, members of this August assembly, and the children who have lifted our spirits this morning, Sai Ram to all of you. Today marks the 5th anniversary of the initiation of program known as Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini, blessed by Bhagwan. As always, the program which has started with modest beginnings is now growing and taking shape, and yet long it will really be a very massive program spread throughout the country. In the last 5 years, a number of people have been gathered together to make this program an effective one across the country. With a very modest beginning of a few schools, there are more than 90 schools now which are participating. The children from those schools of these schools being participants in today's program. As briefly mentioned by Satyajit, this program, which has been initiated by Bhagwan, is in the direction of revitalizing the nation, getting back into the glorious traditions of the ancient tradition that constitutes Bharat. This program, which has now taken shape, is a result of the constant and tireless efforts of a large number of volunteers, which also include quite a significant number of the alumni of our institutions. Volunteerism is the keynote of all the programs which have been initiated by Bhagwan. There's no force except the one that comes from within each of us. This morning's program attests to the fact that people getting together, irrespective of age and region, constitute a very powerful force in Sri Satya Sai organization. Some of you might have had occasion to see the exhibition. Those of you who have not seen it, I would urge you to go and spend some time. It has been an excellent work put up by the volunteers, by the students, by the teachers, and the zest and the zeal of these people is very much in evidence when you see the exhibits. Children have come from different parts of the country, as far away as from Darjeeling, and their welfare and their comfort during the long travel has been taken care of by the Sevadal, by people who are connected with Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. And as usual, and in all other cases, the extent to which the Satya Sai Seva organization gets involved in such programs needs no mention. All these children who have traveled for such a long distance have been looked after by them, whether it is providing breakfast, lunch or dinner. All these have been very well looked after, and I think by the time these children came here, they did not feel the tiresomeness of the journey. We owe a special thanks to the Satya Sai Seva organization. And I personally convey My grateful thanks to Mr. Srinivasan, the All India President of the Satya Sai organization, that he had got a very dynamic group of Sevadal who have been looking after all these children. The program as it stands covers something like about 30,000 students and about 1,800 teachers and about 90 schools. Considering the early beginnings, this is a substantial number. But what is being planned for the next 5 years is going to be much more in size, in quality, in coverage. It is planned to cover almost 10 times the number of the schools covered in the next 5 years. It's a massive task. And as it happens, with each of the programs of Swami, modest beginnings, steady growth, and continuous growth. And I'm sure this program also will, in its own turn, in its own time, find maturity of growth. A word of special appreciation for the teachers who have been strenuously participating in this program. Volunteers, and above all, the enthusiasm shown by the students themselves. And if you go to the exhibition, you will see the enormous felicity with which these children explain the underlying principles of the experiments they have put up here. It's very gratifying to note that children from even the district or remote schools and districts show commendable spirit of inquiry, which should be the hallmark of their growth during their school and beyond their careers, in education careers in years to come. Our appreciation, therefore, is recorded today of the enormous and selfless efforts and the most enthusiastic efforts of the volunteers, alumni, the teachers, the students themselves, and the organization. It shows how extraordinary things can be done in short time with the synergy of all these coming along together. There have also been people who have been providing effective support. We have the constant support of the organization from America, which is providing the server, they're providing the technical support through their team in Pune, which attends to all the technical problems. And I think they've been able to smoothen out in practical terms whatever needs to be done for this program. But most of all, this has come to take shape because of the initiative and the constant support of no less an organization than the Tata Consultancy Services. There'll be hardly anyone in this gathering who will not know the shortened version called TCS. Very well known, but starting from the initiative taken by Mr. Ratan Tata and by Mr. Chandrasekhar, they have been of constant support during these 5 years. And we do look forward to their continued guidance and cooperation in the years to come. They form the backbone of this program. They have provided a very effective platform for all the content that's been generated in this program. And with the rapid technological progress, we cannot find a better partner than TCS to guide us through the years to come. It is my good privilege to invite Chandrasekhar, who is here with us this morning amidst his heavy schedule of work, and to provide words of guidance to these youngsters and of encouragement to the teachers and students who will be participating now and the years to come. May I request Chandrasekhar to come and give us his talk. Thank you, Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram. Respected elders, students and teachers, 5 years ago, what started as a initiative by Shri Bhagwan has really grown to be a very massive change initiative across the schools, and I am very, very glad to see 95 schools adopting the Vidya Vahini program. It is only the vision of Shri Bhagwan which is guiding this whole program, and all I can say is that what Shri Bhagwan could visualize that technology can do in the years to come 5 years ago is just truly remarkable, because it was Shri Bhagwan who gave the thoughts for this program, and almost the architecture of how the software platform should be created so that this can benefit and can make a huge impact on the society. Education, needless to say, is the core of every human being and every society. Education is not necessarily about learning skills. And the Satya Sai Institution has blended values, culture, service with the core knowledge, and the technology that has been put in place enables everyone to learn truly in the spirit of the principles of Sri Bhagavan. And the core principle is, apart from learning values, it is also the humility, so that everyone can learn from everyone else. Students from fellow students, students from teachers, and teachers from students. So that kind of a collaborative feature has been inculcated, so that education becomes a constant source of learning for everyone. I feel we are all privileged and blessed to participate in this Vidya Vahini program. I am pretty sure that the program, which has now touched a few thousand students, will touch several tens of thousands of students in the next 5 years. And then through them, through several tens of thousands of families and community, and by incorporating the concept of seva, I think we are going to see a multitude of impact in the years to come, and this will become a role model for the whole country. I want to offer my prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagwan and thank for this opportunity. Om Sai Ram.
Thank you, Chakravarti sir and Chandra sir, for the inspiring words. It is a great privilege once again to invite Chakravarti sir onto the dais so that he can felicitate all the partners of the Vidyavahini program. It was in June 2010 where Bhagwan told the Vidyavahini team to prepare a presentation to Mr. Ratan Tata. To make a presentation of that stature to a person of that stature needed tremendous preparation. That was Bhagwan's way of urging the team to think big. And as we prepared for the program, as we prepared for the presentation, the entire program unfurled in front of us. Mr. Ratan Tata came in July 2010, and ever since then, Mr. Chandrasekharan has been a pillar of support for the Vidyavahini program. We request Chakravarti sir to give a token of gratitude from the Vidyavahini team, from the Central Trust, to Sri Chandrasekharan. Sri Satya Sai Vidyavahini program is a knowledge management portal that runs a server based in Connecticut, USA. Over 5,000 users access the site, which is kept in continuous running condition always by a team led by Srinivas Juale and Vikram Singh. I request both of them to please come and accept our token of gratitude from Chakravarti sir. Mr. Ramesh Vadwani and Mr. Manoj Vadwani from the Sai Systems USA have been